that, and I'm Lutheran. When I was on internship in Manhattan, and after the Christmas Eve service was over, and I'm going home, and I'm about to be like alone for Christmas Eve for the first time in my life, and I'm like, ugh, this sucks. I was taking home a piece of the communion bread, and we have an Eritrean. There's an Eritrean member of the church who would always bake bread for the special services. And she would always come late because it was just out of the oven and it was warm. So like the communion bread was still warm when we would serve it. The church houses a shelter for LGBTQ young adults experiencing homelessness. The people who live there aren't allowed in until a certain time. So sometimes they're waiting outside this wrought iron gate going into the basement of the church, which is sort of the main entrance. And I'm carrying communion bread, and I see them, and I know a few of them by name, developing relationships. And I just like, are you all hungry? And they're like, of course I'm hungry. And they're like, alone on Christmas Eve too. And so like, we share the pieces of bread. And then somebody had been working at a chocolate store, and she shared some chocolate. And I'm thinking of my first year worship class about how we could say wine is a drink of celebration, and is chocolate not a drink of celebration? And there, I think I wrote, like, sharing Jesus in another manger. And I think that's just profoundly real, where when neither of us are seen as, like, the roles we perform, me as, like, vicar, or as, like, these residents under the scrutiny of sort of the institutional reality of the shelter system in the United States, and we could just be for a moment a little bit cold, but sharing bread and chocolate, body and blood together. But I also feel like my reality is becoming more and more disembodied, because so much of myself and everything that happens is online or through like the medium of digital communication. And I really long for long evenings of being present with each other. There's like this weird German or Dutch word, like begins with a G, that feeling of like warmth when you're like having a warm dinner with friends and like just laughing. And I feel really reminiscent for that, because like even like you like feel the urge to like connect with people who aren't there. And just like to take a second, I think that the communion is a material reality. And it's a deep connection with the materiality. I mean, because God's reality is where like no one goes hungry and no one is alone or homeless or called less than human. It's bread and it's chocolate and it's laughter.